So we're the playhouse that Holden's going to be doing Les Mis at potentially. They're doing, because that's an under 18 only casting. Mm-hmm. They're doing an adult casting of Mamma Mia. Yeah. So his friend Emma, her mom posted it on Facebook. It's like, ah! So it was like, so there's this escalation thing going on now. Oh, yeah. So I don't know if I'm going to be auditioning or not.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You should do it.
I know. Right?
Fuck yes.
For Mamma Mia?
Yeah. What? I thought that's what you were talking about.
Mamma Mia. Yeah. Not Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
Yeah, no, they're also doing Wizard of Oz.
Oh. Listen, I haven't seen, like, Mamma Mia.
It's awful.
But the quantity of midgets in it, I bet, is very low.
It is. I don't remember any.
Can I start sharing?
I'm recording, so.
Oh, well then I'll start. Speaking of Mamma Mia. Yeah, that's
here exactly. We go again.
Here we go again. We were at dinner tonight. And some dude there at the table was like, looked at me, and what did he say? He was like, is your dad auditioning for Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
And he was talking about Tony. And I was looking at him and I was like,
what do you know about my dad?
Yes. Like, what?
This is the weirdest pickup line I've ever been involved in. You've mentioned my mom and my dad.
And then I was like, I didn't know him, so I was like, is he joking right now? Or does he really think Tony's my dad? And then, like, does he, like, would anybody here not know that Tony and Julie only have two kids? Or do they just think that I'm, like, the child the nobody oldest. Talks about?
But to be fair, there are a number of kids that he goes to school with that they have a child that is a couple of years yeah. older. So it's like, oh, I didn't even know they had older siblings, you know? So
I was just taken back.
So then there was the narrative that we came up with on the drive home of how Kayla is the child that we don't talk about.
Yeah. And I'm about to move back home because I'm failing out of college. But my boyfriend's going to be moving in with me. And he, what did we decide he was?
He's in a band.
He's in a band.
Of course he's in a band.
Unemployed.
Yeah, it's about to make it big. And they might be going on the road soon.
But his ex also has to move in with us because they have a baby
together. Yes, they have a baby together. And he can't be away from his kid.
Because
so.
He's a good dad.
Because he's a good dad.
You know, that's what we need. More values like that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Mamma Mia, my mom, it's actually been super good. My relationship with my mom has gotten better, and I've been talking with her more openly about stuff I do, and that I was planning to go to a lady arm wrestling event on Saturday, but...
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, but I've been having a lot of anxiety problems and don't know if I can handle it. And she very sweetly offered to send me a thunder vest to wear to the lady arm wrestling event. And I'm like, I don't think that'll help me feel better. I don't think I'll be less anxious.
But are you sure it won't help you feel better?
Wearing a thunder vest.
You know what, though?
And trying to pick up ladies.
Are you? but wait, are you competing? Because how badass is that?
Okay, that would
you
be
just
awesome.
Show up
and
wearing
just, yeah,
just
the thunder. No, that
just
would be
the thunder
awesome.
Vest, right?
Like, if I were competing, that would be fantastic. Yeah. And I thought about doing lady arm wrestling, but yeah, anyway.
I mean, the hardest part is getting the name right.
Yeah, which I can never figure out again. Yeah, but
yeah.
But no, just in the audience, I don't think. But she's being lovely. And I won't be wearing a thunder vest. On Saturday.
Sounds
to a
like
bar.
You're not being lovely. That's the... Sounds like she gave you the idea and you're just not going to execute.
That was a very sweet thought of her, though.
Yeah, it was. I was touched. What else is exciting? Doing a little bit of gaming.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you...
Dream Daddy.
I don't know what that is.
So,
that doesn't
I
sound like
played
gaming.
That, but I've... wanted to.
What is
so
this?
It's basically a narrative game, or I don't even know, like, what category of game would that be, David?
I have no idea. I didn't make it.
Is it Dream Daddy, like, it's a dating sim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but there's a lot of narrative in it. So you are a dad with a daughter, a single dad with a daughter. Mm-hmm. Your male partner died. You can choose male or female partner died. Okay. So you're raising your daughter alone, and you move to this new neighborhood called Maple Bay. And you live in a cul-de-sac and you find out that everybody else who lives in the cul-de-sac, they're hot gay men with children. And so just like no matter where you go in Maple Bay, your new neighborhood, like you just run into these like drippingly hot, sexy men and you can hit on them. And so if you hit on them in the right way, then you see little hearts come around out of their heads. And like it was awesome. I like slept with three people last night.
Nice.
So I have a question. If you chose that your female partner died, is it still...
No, you're still gay. You're okay. A dream daddy. Sugar no, that's fine. You're that's, gay. No, that's no, cool. There's no like dating women. No,
I was just,
there's
I
one
was
really
curious.
Ugly woman at a nasty bar who tries to hit on you. But
typical.
But if you like fall into that trap, then another man...
Which
then,
I always do.
You fall into that trap?
Which I did not. From the beginning, I was like, no, I'm not buying you a wine.
That man. Venus fly
you
trap.
Ugly women at bars are the bane of all of us good-looking men.
So... my problem. Max,
so relatable.
Maxim Galaxy. And I wasn't able. So I told him no. And then this hot guy in a leather jacket walked up to me and was like,
oh, I know
Kim
that.
Did Kim bother you? Have you played Dream Daddy?
No, I've watched Playthroughs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it's pretty fun.
Spectator Dream Daddy.
I don't know if that's better.
That's worse. It's worse.
Don't worry. I only watched the first episode and I was done. I watched the first hour-long playthrough of it.
You are walking around the room.
And literally walking away as you're talking.
Yeah, as you're talking. That is like the worst audio.
You know, to be fair though, he is so fucking loud.
And you did walk over there for no reason.
Just to,
no,
he did
the
it just
to
comment.
To talk about,
I know.
Yeah.
Dream Daddy, and how much he hated watching the episode he watched.
And then
to completion.
Subscribe to.
Subscribe. Turn on notifications.
Yeah. Hooked up with the Patreon. Got the tattoos. Getting shout outs and custom play episodes where Holden is the name of the daddy.
Got the patron
level
where one of the daddies
daddy
is named
after
you.
I'm good.
All right, the other bar flies.
Yeah.
Long John Sliver.
Oh!
Which,
don't
I mean,
ruin that name.
To be fair, that would probably be a good Dream Daddy name.
No, that's a good stripper name.
Well,
yeah.
I don't feel like
and,
that's
and also,
completely separate. Because
yeah.
I feel like there are probably some strippers.
Well, which
in the
body
Dream
type
Daddy
did
universe.
You pick on your Dream Daddy?
I didn't.
He didn't play the game.
I know.
So it was somebody else's Dream Daddy.
Well, which Dream Daddy did you watch?
Did
which
you get
Dream
a bear
Daddy
or
body
an
type
otter
episode
or a
did
twig?
You watch?
I think he picked a twig because he's. I don't know. He was very
that's,
skinny.
That would be a twink.
Oh.
They're not, wait. The body types are not named that,
no.
But they are 100%.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
You picked bear.
I did.
I
like it.
I like the Wookiee.
Let the Wookiee win.
I'm making a list of things we can dip.
Oh, yeah,
do you guys like broccoli?
Dipped. I love doing blanched broccoli
okay.
for...
That would be good in a cheese
broccoli,
one. Yeah. I'm trying to think of things that real people eat and not me. Because I'll just eat bread and cheese.
I mean, yeah.
Like carrots? Do people do that? I hate carrots.
Carrots.
Not with cheese.
Carrots don't work as well.
So, for the chocolate then? Is that what I'm hearing?
No.
I'm probably just going to get drunk and not do a lot of the cheese stuff. So you guys go...
I am willing to commit to bringing blanched cauliflower and broccoli. And
okay.
Also some pound cake for the...
Perfect.
Chocolate. If you want me to do something.
Oh,
else,
maybe you
could
dip some of that cake on Med's making and the chocolate.
It's too it comes apart too much.
Maybe
what is the
cake? You need a pound
so
cake. You need a pound
yeah,
cake.
Yeah, I'm
what
gonna
type
make
of
some
cake
pound
is
cake.
It?
Some Saudi dessert.
Does it have a name?
I don't know. It's basically
it probably does, but he just called it a Saudi dessert.
Okay.
It's like this coconutty, but not in the way you think. I think coconut flour is used in it, not like
oh,
coconut.
Interesting.
So it has this super subtle taste. And saffron syrup, and so it's just like this really lovely, delicate. But it's too; it comes apart too easily. You can't put it in the chocolate,
can't dip
so
it.
You have to use like
you could
a
drizzle.
Solid pound cake. Oh yeah, yeah.
If you're very
no, we can
committed.
Find ways to. But it's also just like
by itself.
It's
so
just,
good.
Yeah, include Julie on this thread because if she sees that fondue is coming, then she's going to be like 95% more down for coming to...
You just
I'll slip that in some
in the group.
Hang out.
Yeah.
And you don't have to deal with an email chain.
Is Julie in the Facebook event?
I added her.
Okay.
But let's make sure she check Facebook in that way.
Make sure she, I'll tag her in something and be like, hey, this is what I'm...
Yeah.
Does it just get darker in here?
Yeah, hold on, turn off the light in the hallway.
Oh. Turn off the hallway light.
It happened today, Tony. I was on a conference call. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I'm going to tell you what happened organically. You're not going to believe me, but it happened fucking organically. Okay? We get on the conference call. Everyone's complaining because they all live in California and it's been raining and they're like, oh, the traffic is horrible. We didn't get snow like the rest of the West Coast. We just got a lot of rain. Okay, whatever. You know, traffic was horrible this morning. If I'd had a Tesla, like, all right, you know, let's not get super excited about the Tesla talk. And then he started doing a deep dive into the electrical stuff in the Tesla. He's like, yeah, but no one on the phone that I know of has a Tesla. And I'm like, oh, come on. It organically happened. And I was like, I've got a Tesla. Oh, and then it was 10 minutes of Tesla talk on this call. 15 minute conference call, 10 minutes Tesla talk.
It's only 10 good minutes on that conference
only
call.
Only 10 good minutes of that conference call. It was amazing.
I talk about your Tesla.
Me too.
I'm like, oh yeah, my friend has a Tesla. That's it. That's all I can say.
I've started looking at cars again.
Are you looking at Teslas?
No.
Oh.
It's Model X. It's got you written all over it.
I've been kind of thinking it's time for me to...
What do they start at?
120.
That's four times what I'm looking at starting at.
Gullwing doors.
I know.
Hell yeah.
What is that?
It's...
Oh, the O-O.
You can't see this.
That was perfect.
All three of us did the same arm motion. I don't even know how to describe it.
It's like the Karate Kid arm.
It
lift.
Is. Yes. It is. Yeah. Just like the chest up crane maneuver.
I have a clear memory. Uh-huh. We went to Ohio. We had to stop at that stupid. That it's not Walmart.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember the name of it.
Piggly Wiggly.
Right. No. I can't
it
remember.
It was a
Hy-V. No.
It wasn't a Hy-V. It doesn't matter.
I'll find it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look for it.
Publix.
No, it was like a Walmart.
Think of it as a smaller Kmart.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It has all the stuff, but it's not. It's like a large grocery store rather than like a Walmart size.
There was an X parked next to us, and I was like, oh god, I hope we see them come out and get into the X, and there's three of them, and someone has to get into the back. But no one did. And then you were like, why? And I'm like, the fucking gullwing doors. It's like
I just didn't remember.
Then we
and
had a long
then I
talk.
I thought they said Galway and not gullwing. If I had heard gullwing, then I would have understood.
And then we had
so
a long
I just misheard.
Talk okay. About how if I won the $1 billion lottery,
oh, that's
the
right.
Lottery,
what you would
I was
going
to buy a DeLorean and then take all the free patents that Elon Musk has put out there and make a Tesla DeLorean.
Ooh,
that's
cool.
Cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
That,
I do remember
that's
that
the way
part.
To go.
That's the correct.
That is yeah.
With all of the accoutrement of Back to the Future on like the dashboard and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Well, only a person and a half is going to fit in the car.
Right. A person and a large
yeah.
Dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Einstein. Yeah.
Yeah, Einstein.
Yeah.
Einy.
Oh, my mom does want you to drive her around.
I mean, she was just here, and then she left.
If she meets you, she wants you to drive her around because she is very excited because at her local grocery store, they have a charging station and she keeps wanting to ask somebody to take her for a ride, but she thinks it would be rude to like go up to a strange person and ask to get in their car.
So I don't know if you've met Tesla owners, but it's not. They're all about that shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I also just don't want her getting in the car of strangers.
Well, some dude got in my car in the grocery in the parking lot. Hey, can I check out your car? Sure, get in.
Wow.
Most social I've been in years.
No, I'm looking at another charger.
Community's a beautiful thing.
Another you're giving Holden a charger?
Probably.
Oh.
Why are we so mad about that?
It means I don't have to go... It means I don't have to sell a vehicle and then buy another one.
Yeah. Selling vehicles, this is the fucking worst.
I just turn the keys over. Then I get a new car, new license plate. What?
You should give him my Cobalt, and then I'll take your charger.
Hmm.
bonus to learn a stick.
I was going to say, learn to drive a manual.
I don't even know how to do that, so.
Really?
I have never had to. Ever.
Oh,
the next car I get, I'm going to go. It's nice to have the skill, but it's a pain in the ass. In the city, specifically.
Yeah.
I forgot when you learned to drive, it was those, like, stone cars from the Flintstones.
Yeah, I just had to stick my feet out of the
power.
Yeah. There were no gears. Just had to build up your calluses, that's all.
Feet are so gross.
I finished Party Down.
That's good stuff.
It's good. It was good. I think the problem I had is coming off of Letterkenny. It's not as good.
It's not as good as Letterkenny. That's a problem.
It's good, but it's not as good.
It's a little
uneven too.
It doesn't have enough, like, culture is not the right word, but like there's an oeuvre to Letterkenny that Party Down just doesn't get to.
Right.
And I don't know if it's just because it's so, like, episodic. Where Letterkenny feels more continuous because it's the same cast, like
it's the same cast, and they tell the same they tell season long arcs, but the seasons are only 3 hours long.
Yeah,
I mean, there's that.
Yeah.
And then they had some casting problems, and like the there was just some inconsistencies to it that it just weren't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They bugged me a little bit, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But no, it was good. I did like how when Jane Lynch left, they brought in Megan Mullally.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Valentine special?
No.
Oh, it's good.
I had these. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Like, I had these. I had in my mind that I had planned something for that to happen. And then, like, I got to the day I didn't have plans that I thought it was happening. And I was like, I never actually made plans to do this. So then I just didn't do it. I don't know what was wrong with me. Last week was a bad week. Or something.
It's good. Within about the first 10 minutes. It's a 45-minute long. It's a double episode.
Yeah.
Within about the first 10 minutes, they sing a song about how fucking terrible Valentine's Day is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I figured Valentine's you'd Day. Appreciate it.
I do hate Valentine's Day.
And Connie just refers to it as Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day.
Oh, there's a... Oh.
It's a Valentine's Day special. Double episode.
I didn't know it was going to be that.
Yeah.
Oh.
My furry Valentine.
Okay, I thought you were talking about some Letterkenny Valentine's Day special, which I wasn't as...
No.
Oh, no, this sounds amazing. That's what I'm going to do tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's worth it. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I wasn't sure it was going to be just being a holiday special and like they're doing the songs and it's like, is this going to be any good? And then it just, it was really good.
Yeah. Has it never not delivered for you?
No.
It's never not delivered.
No, but you know how Netflix sometimes doesn't?
Netflix sometimes doesn't, but not with things that have already proven themselves to deliver.
That's fair.
I guess that's not true. That Sense8 ending was rough.
Yeah, but you know what? Netflix didn't prove itself in the writing of Sense8. There were just so many other things about Sense8 that were phenomenal, and there was a lot of attachment to Sense8.
Yeah. And also, the special that they did was a wrap-up, too. It was a concession.
It was, and also, it really was a continuation of the second season.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because there were serious problems with the second season.
Yeah.
The first season was really good.
Yeah.
So I guess that is a time when the first season was really good, and then it...
Yeah, it dipped out.
It dipped out. The first season of Daredevil started very strong and just kind of ended.
Yeah, well, that's most of the Marvel
series.
Like, Jessica Jones has been the only one that I think is consistently good straight through.
Yeah.
Second season sucked.
I like the second season, but I can see why it was nowhere near as good as the first season. I liked it, but it was not as good as the first season.
Yeah, it was definitely
absolutely not.
And then the rest of the show is like, there's usually a halfway point where one half of every season is good, and then the other half is like, what are you guys doing?
I actually really liked Daredevil season 3 all the way through. The most recent one? Yeah, the most recent one was good all the way through. It was not as good as Jessica Jones season 1, but it was definitely the best the most consistent season of Daredevil.
Yeah.
Or any of the other male-led shows.
Yeah, because Luke Cage shits the bed twice. Maharshala Ali, all right.
Yeah. I'm two episodes behind on...
I'm only one.
On True Detective.
I actually forgot that it was on.
I was really upset. I realized today that I did not watch it on Sunday night, and I don't know why. I was just sort of, I think, recovering from my family, but...
And then you were over last night.
Yeah.
And we watched Annihilation. Yeah. And I was like...
But on Monday, what was I doing? I wasn't doing anything better than watching True Detective. I don't know.
I don't count for your time.
Yeah. Well, never mind. I was talking to myself. Maybe the people who are listening know what I was doing Monday night.
Yeah, who knows what you're doing? And a stalker needs to let her know what she was doing.
Oh, you know about my stalker?
Well, doesn't everybody?
You've teased it.
Oh, did I bring up a stalker already?
No, I was completely just joking.
Oh, no, I had a stalker today.
Oh, I thought you had
really?
Teased it.
Yes. No, this is news.
So I went to, I did talk about Micro Center. Yeah, you and women feeling safe. Yes, so I went to Micro Center. I decided I needed a really cheap computer. So I went, just thought, I'm going to go in here. I know what I want. The guy will get it for me. I'll leave. No, sure. No thing. It's Wednesday at like 2. The place is packed. And I'm waiting. This dude comes up to me, who's like in his maybe mid-60s, and starts chatting me up. I keep looking at my phone, ignoring him. And then I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to have to like talk to this dude because he's not going to go away.
Yeah.
And so...
Jesus, I'm right here.
He brings... so, like...
We went together.
Looks like he's in his 60s or something.
Could accurate. Be late 60s.
Hispanic.
I drove!
So the manager brought me my computer, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna leave now. So I get in line. Dude follows me, and I assume that the guy has something to buy at the store, because he's standing in line. It was a huge line. There was, like... forming in front of us, behind us. It's Micro Center, so they have the little... You're corralled. You cannot, get away. Maze. So he's, like, running his mouth, and I'm being pleasant about it, because I'm ridiculous. And he... And so I get... So we, like, get to the front. I'm ahead of him. I, like, get to the guy, look behind me, and realize he didn't go to any of the things. He was not buying anything, and he just disappeared. So I buy my stuff. I leave. He's standing right outside the Micro Center door.
Oh, no.
Yes. Follows me to my car.
No.
I would have just fucking walked straight across to Total
Wine. I should have not. You're right. I should have not walked to my car. And he was like, oh, we parked right next to each other. And he got into his car. I get into mine. I am like, I cannot go home because he's following me. And I went to Michael's, and I just pretended like I was fucking shopping in Brentwood, which I had, like, no desire to do that. But he shows up in Michael's, is like, oh, you're artistic, too.
No.
That's when you go to the Brentwood Police Department.
I bought crap at Michael's.
It's getting better, guys. Just strap
Holy
in.
Shit. He tells me, and then go to Whole Foods, thinking I can lose him in Whole Foods. And he pops up in Whole Foods. It's like, oh, I care a lot about my health. Like, he just shows up.
Holy shit.
A statement about himself. And see, the thing is, he hasn't done anything wrong yet. Because...
Well...
I feel like...
Yeah, but the thing is, if I tell the police, look, I'm shopping around... Number one, I don't like calling the police. And number two, I'm saying I am shopping in Brentwood and I saw this same guy and he talked to me in three different places. The thing is, I have seen people before in three different places shopping in Brentwood because people run their fucking errands. Like, I know there wasn't anything right about it, but I mean, like, potentially...
I would put it as... This man is following me. It's not
true.
At that point, like, it isn't I ran into him at three different places. Yeah. You can tell he's following me.
Oh, yeah.
Me. Yeah.
And so I left. He continued to follow me down the highway. And I just, headed west instead of east in the opposite direction of my home. And I lost him on the highway. But, yeah, that was completely disturbing.
Wow.
Completely disturbing. So I had a stalker today.
That's
that was
holy shit. That's That's scary.
But evidently he had seen me at an event that I go to or went to a while back and was like, I know you from XYZ.
Oh. It sounds like one of the guys that shows up at Sausage Fest at Archon. There are a couple of guys that are...
Is his name
the
Andrew?
Nazi? The Nazi? No. Yeah. No, the guy with the speech impediment.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. A lot of those people at Archon...
Is his name Andrew? Does he own a, like, popcorn company?
I don't know.
He was trying to impress me with the, like, his popcorn business.
Yeah, actually, wow. Of course, she doesn't remember any details about the popcorn
Yeah,
company.
Now, see, the popcorn part is, like, that's where I'm, like, interested.
Yeah, maybe, like, he wasn't such a bad guy.
Are these flavored popcorns?
Yeah, is there a caramel situation going on? Because maybe you should let that guy follow you home.
Yeah. Next time,
bring him to his house.
Next time I see, yeah, Andrew, I'll just be like, look, I'm not interested, but I have a boyfriend who will put out for caramel popcorn.
It's true.
And you can
talk to
him.
It's very true.
And so.
I'm going to need a sample first, though.
Okay. Just like a little kernel. And
no,
then
no,
you'll
a,
be
lot
willing,
of, a lot oh. of kernels.
Like a bag.
Yeah.
A large bag.
Yeah. A rucksack, if you will.
Did I tell you about the dude at the Gray Fox who sniffed me?
What? Was this like a good sniff
No.
or a bad sniff?
What is a good sniff?
I feel like right gay dude at the Gray Fox, if everybody was just wasted or high enough, like there could be a good sniff at the Gay Fox.
Oh, no.
I've had
dudes at the Gray Fox be like, oh, you smell amazing.
Yeah.
It wasn't like this.
Oh.
No.
Oh, my God. So what happened?
Bad sniff.
Well, he had been harassing me all night at this bar, like, he was trying to get me to buy him drinks. He tried to buy me a drink, but the bartender shut that down.
What does he think this is? Like some kind of post-feminist world? In which...
The thing is, he tried to... Apparently, he's been to the bar a couple times, and he... I don't want to say he's homeless, but, like, they know him as being, like, hanging around and, like, begging for money. So he's trying to get me... First, he tried to buy me a drink. Then he tried to get me to buy him a drink. Then he pulled out a wad of cash after he had been trying to get me to pay for his drink.
Uh-huh.
And then he was, like, trying to talk to me. And I was just, like, I was drinking water. I was just trying to wrap up the night and leave.
Yeah.
And he would not leave me alone. And he kept, like, touching my arm to get me to look at him. And I was, like, I literally, which is, this is something I don't do. I looked at him and was, like, I do not want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And I want you to leave me alone.
Yeah.
And he started these crazy manipulative, like, he started fake laughing, like, oh, like, I would even be interested in you. And then continued on telling me how pretty I am and et cetera, et cetera. So I was trying to get away from him. I moved down the bar. He moved with me. And I'm just like, you know, like.
And
built
you're at
a wall.
The bar. I feel like there should be ways for the bartender to shut that shit down.
He was trying to do it without escalating the situation.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
was
which is the problem.
The bartender was watching me like a hawk.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
And he was
well,
doing
good for the Gray Fox.
He was doing a really good job. And I felt him touch my arm. I told him again to leave me alone. And then I turned. And then I felt something brush against me. And I, you know, I looked like kind of out of the corner of my eye. And he was like right there, like
sniffing.
With his face. And then the bartender was like, oh, we're closed. You have to leave.
Yeah, there's nothing that'll, like, shut a bar down, like, sniffing people. Like, God.
Whole bar's closed.
We have to go now.
Well, it's a good thing you don't go to bars with Andrew, then.
It's true. It does smell so good.
It was very
You don't have to get that close to him, though, for him to smoke.
No.
So... Well, that's good. Everybody said some stalkers
yeah.
and sniffers and...
A stalker here, a sniffer there. Keeps life interesting.
You people...
Do you two have anything to
add? Your exciting lives.
So I was at the Gray Fox the other night.
So I was hanging out at Micro
Center. Before or after you were driving around in a red sedan?
Yeah.
In Brentwood.
Red sedan?
Red sedan.
This is where the story falls apart. I could never allow myself to be driving in a red sedan now that I own a Tesla.
That's just the car you do your stalking in. You don't.
Oh, that's a good point. I don't want to associate.
Everybody's got a stalker car.
The smart ones keep a separate car for that.
A throwaway car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen.
It's a burner car.
A burner car.
All Tesla owners know that you can't do anything nefarious in your Tesla because, like, if Elon Musk farts the wrong way, there's 8 or 9 news articles about it, their stock drops. So, like, everyone has to be super careful about it. Like, the CFO of Ford just, like, got arrested and, like, for committing fraud on a bunch of shit. No, just, like, I saw, like, a small headline under some other Tesla news. Are you kidding me? I'm not one to be prone to conspiracy theories, but fucking come on.
Yeah, the journalists do, like, really want Tesla to fail.
They do. Like, I don't think it's the journalists. I think that there's just a big story and it's like a transformative thing.
I have a feeling it's actually the rest of the automotive industry.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's really pushing for it to fail.
Yeah, which I don't understand because literally the designs are free. They don't have to engineer anything. They can just literally take the designs from Tesla and put them into their own cars.
Yeah, except then they couldn't get kickbacks from the oil industry.
Yeah. That's problematic.
It is.
This is America. By the way,
This is America.
Did you see This is America fucking won
yeah.
best song last year? I called it early. Also, like I told Anna, single-handedly made the song win. Donald Glover, best supporting musician on this song I produced.
Look, if you keep, like, putting yourself front and center, you're gonna lose your ally card. And you know, because didn't we talk about how that's why you weren't actually at the Grammys with him? Because you wanted to, like, let him get
he didn't show up either, though.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. I forgot about that.
It was solidarity.
Okay, you were doing solidarity.
My understanding was God, he didn't amazing. Show up.
I know.
He didn't show up because he was protesting the industry as a whole.
Yeah.
And then when he won, some rapper came out and called him a sellout. Like there was this weird
he produced songs that won rewards, so he sold out.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he could have, like, refused to be
accept
considered.
Accept money?
He could have refused to accept the award he wasn't there to accept.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And had not accepted.
He refused to show up and perform, also.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good, fuck them. Listen, the music video is a masterpiece. I kind of don't want to see a live performance.
Yeah, but he would do something else. He does amazing live performances.
I've seen him perform it live, and his what they do is pretty good. I can't remember what show. Probably.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Was it SNL?
He did. He was on SNL.
Like
that,
yeah.
Speaking of live SNL performances, do you know what Halsey did? We were watching it live, and it was like, is this really fucking happening?
Are you talking about the first one or the second one?
The second one.
Okay.
What happened?
So they're like, all right, Halsey. Now, she is this past week, she was the host and the musical guest. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't even, like, I barely know who she is. Like, I don't listen to popular music. I just don't.
We get it, Tony.
I'm old, yes. I've seen the commercial that she's on.
Does Aaron know who she is?
I don't know. I would doubt it.
I think Aaron's not just slightly demos.
Too young.
Yeah.
Also, I've really been hardcore pushing Pat Benatar and Heart and Joan Jett and, like,
what the fuck is going on?
Aaron's gonna be a 40-year-old going in the high
school. She's gonna have the classic.
You
talent.
Are just
it's
trying
fine.
To raise. Fucking anyone who will go to a Queensryche concert with you.
Heart tickets did go on sale this week.
Oh, my God. You know, she will be super valuable at a trivia night, though.
That's true.
Because by the time she's old enough to go to bar trivia, this is going to be really fucking old music. This will be
the classics.
Oldies.
It will be the oldies.
But by the time she's old enough to go to bar trivia, I can't go because I'm going to be raising the baby that I have to have. The year she graduates.
She's supposed to have a baby the year she graduates.
Yeah, we figured that out.
Yeah, because I was born the year Tony graduated high school. Aaron was born the year I graduated high school.
Oh, okay.
So now I have to have a baby. Yeah.
Yeah, the cycle has to continue. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could just, like, leave the baby with someone. Like, leave him with
you know
anywhere.
You know what?
Just leave it.
Julia will watch the baby.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Well,
bar trivia.
You can go to the bar now.
No, all right. Thank you, Julia.
You're welcome.
So
she does listen.
Yeah. So they do the second musical act. She's on stage alone, just by herself. The band's not there. There's music playing. She starts singing. She's sitting on the ground in like painter's clothes, like a painter's overalls, and she starts painting on the ground, like this massive image of a woman's face, like while she's singing the song. By the time she's done with the song, she's got a complete image and looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just astounding to watch. It's like, are we fucking watching this happen? Turns out, yeah, we were. It was really cool. It was really impressive.
Yeah.
When you started this story, I didn't know where it was going to go.
I thought something outrageous had happened in, like, a bad way. I thought you were going to say she was on this huge mirror, like, canvas, and then she wrote, fuck Tony Mask.
Yeah. It was amazing.
She dipped back. Then blackface.
Yeah.
No, like it was like it was so impressive to see someone do that. Like it was just.
It's kind of wild. Somebody who's so successful in like one field, like, and then they come out and they have this completely different but also amazing talent.
Because right.
Painting is like obviously an incredibly different skill than singing or producing music.
And not only that,
Marilyn Manson's like that too.
She's in a number of the skits, right? Because she's the host.
She was great,
and she was great in every skit.
Yeah, no, she was fantastic.
Like there was a skit early on where. It was the blackface skit where everybody's talking about.
It was a blackface skit.
No, was really good.
It was really good. It was a bunch of people who were talking about like, oh, how? So wait, are you telling us it's not okay? What if I'm half black? It's like, well, if you're half, because she was the one that did the house. He was like, what if I'm half black? And they're like, well, if you're half black, I guess if you want to darken your... No! I painted half my face as Michael half Jackson black. Yeah. And it was the light-skinned Michael Jackson. They're like, no, that is wrong.
Yeah, these were this was the Virginia government. They were in that.
Yes.
It was good.
But there were parts of that scene where she wasn't even front and center, but she looked like she was a serious actor, like paying attention to what's going on, not like cracking up at all the jokes.
Fucking Jimmy Fallon. That dude doesn't get through any fucking skit without breaking.
He can't get through any of the games.
No.
But no, she was fantastic. I was disappointed with the first song. It was like her. I was really scared what was going to happen with the second one because her stage presence was super wooden and bizarre. But she's been on SNL before. She's performed. She hasn't posted, but she's performed on SNL.
I was.
She did last year.
Yeah, I was really impressed with her as an artist in general. But I just thought that was the coolest thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's definitely something you should just watch once. There's got to be like
a YouTube
video.
Yeah, it's
East
Side is the name of the song.
Hey, I cannot possibly be getting new tax documents.
I am. I'm waiting on one still. I can't turn my fucking taxes in until I get this one last document. Yeah, unfortunately, I can't do it with this one. Farm income. What are you going
to
do?
What are you going to do? I had to wait to file my taxes because they just didn't have the form for the EV credit.
Oh.
Which is like $7,500. So I had to fucking wait.
Yeah. Because Julie's grandma owns a farm that's being leased out and they haven't sold the property yet.
Oh my God. It actually is a farm credit.
It is literally a farm credit. It's not a farm credit. It's we earn income. The estate earns income from renting the farmland. So, like, we literally have to pay taxes on this. It's just a hassle. No, like, literally is farm ownership and income forms.
You know what? I'm just not putting this form in.
Heck it.
I can fucking deal with it.
All right.
It's all zeros, Tony. All right, let's see. We told stories. We talked about TV shows.
We haven't figured out what we're going to talk about next week.
That's the formula.
You look on my movie list.
Last night, I asked Anna if she'd watched Sex Education, the Netflix series. And she's like, no. And I'm like, you didn't make it a priority since Gillian Anderson's in it? What?
I haven't watched it yet.
Gillian Anderson's in it, Tony.
All right.
You know how good she is.
I've got a list. So
you know how good she is in everything. Even that god-awful Hannibal.
You'll like this. The other night I was at the Grey Fox again, and there's this dude there really, really fucking drunk. Really drunk. On a Monday night.
He's right here.
Jesus Christ.
looked like he was about 60 years old. No.
Driving
Did
a red sedan.
Popcorn?
No. No, he just had it in
he
his
had a
pockets.
Red, a red, what was it? Sedan? No, he's super drunk and he's like trying to take any guy home, just any guy. And like, oh my god, the dude that we almost took home who ran off into the night, he was there too. And he was, this other dude was so drunk, he was annoyed with him. The obnoxious drunk dude from the previous night.
Oh,
he pulls on this dude's arm and he's like, I don't get it. What are all these women doing here in a gay bar? And I'm like,
I get it.
It was on a Monday, which is the Manic Monday show,
yeah.
which is a drag king show.
Yeah, which
first
is
of all,
be, yeah, a lot of women.
Yeah,
coming.
Which is always packed with women. I'm just like, what are you talking about, dude? And everybody's like, you know, women can be gay, right?
No.
That doesn't sound right.
They're just trying to ensorcel us. It's a trick.
Don't be like Kim.
Kim?
The girl in Dream Daddy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The surly girl.
Yeah, that is true. Don't be a Kim.
We did try and abduct that dude, though.
He really felt like we were.
Yeah, and then he escaped from the car, and Alex is like, why'd that guy run away? Yeah, I don't know if I would get into a strange car with these people.
Okay, I'm sorry. He got into a strange car thinking that we were taking him to our place. He only left because we asked him where he lived because we were all we wanted to do was make sure he got home safe because he was blasted. But all he wanted to do was fuck Alex. That was 100% his plan.
It's true. He didn't give a shit what the other couple people in the car were doing.
But he's like, oh, what? You're not taking me? Three strangers? You're not taking me back to your home? You want to take me to mine? Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I gotta get back in there. It's an hour to closing time. I can still pull.
He didn't run back to the bar. He ran up the street into the night.
He can still pull anywhere.
Have y'all done We Need to Talk About Kevin?
I don't even know what that is. Wait, am I Kevin?
Sounds familiar.
It's basically the story of a mom and how she copes and remembers her son who did a shooting, like a school shooting.
Mm.
So it's not like a real life thing, but it's
Oh god, it's got Tilda Swinton.
What is it on?
Yeah.
John C. Reilly. Oh, perfect. Oh, and Ezra Miller.
It is.
It's got freaking.
We talked about another one about a shooting.
It's got Bob Dylan.
So it's on Hulu and it's $2.99 on Amazon.
John Watt. No. He's Sherlock
Holmes. I have
Holmes
some other things.
In the new Sherlock Holmes movie. He's Sherlock Holmes or is he Watson?
John C. Reilly is Watson.
So it's got.
And I've heard that's not good, is it?
I have heard it is awful.
I've heard it's awful. I keep wanting to see it, but.
I'm making a joke about the characters. I'm going to get to the Flash.
Sorry.
You know what?
I'm
never
so
mind.
Sorry.
You know what? Everybody.
That was inconsiderate.
I rewatched Abducted in Plain Sight.
What?
If you had seen it once, you would know why.
Do we need to talk about that one? Like, no. Is that a
I talked
movie
about it last time.
Okay.
But we can talk because you watched
it. I saw
it.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten a lot of it.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten
so
that they mentioned that,
yeah.
that it was LDS.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they mentioned it a couple times, but like,
in
passing,
passing. And I thought they didn't really foreground it, I think, because they didn't want to blame the church.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think there's so much. That's the only thing that explains.
Yeah.
Because all they cared about is what people thought of them.
Mm-hmm.
Over
yeah,
and over
they're
again.
Like, yeah, the second time she's abducted, yeah. we waited 2 weeks because mm-hmm. we just didn't want that getting out into
exactly.
the press.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was like, that was here.
Yeah. Yeah. It was phenomenal. And
I didn't remember that. I did realize this time that they specifically mentioned that that if it came out that he like had this homosexual interaction with him, that they could lose the kids.
Yeah.
Which I, you know, like that's
Well, he would lose the kids.
Yeah.
If there was
yeah.
a divorce, then he wouldn't get to have the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it just kind of like reinforced that like that seems silly, not silly, but you know it seems disproportionate.
Yeah.
But like it was actually really a
yeah.
a concern that
yeah.
they would have had.
Yeah.
Wild.
This works. It's also free on Hulu, so there's that.
Okay.
What is the movie?
What is it? We Need to Talk About Kevin.
Perfect.
All
right. Yeah. What did you think?
I loved it. I had so many questions. I think basically what I thought when we talked about it before, that there's still an abusive dynamic in the family and they're making that guy into the outside threat, which obviously he was a problem, but I think that, like, that family is just fucked up.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Which is so wild, because they try so hard to paint them as, like, this, the all-American dream. Like,
I know. Yeah. But I just don't buy... Yeah. I don't buy it, and how, and I do understand, like, in some ways why they let her go down back to go to California or wherever his resort thing was, where she was working.
Something Falls or something.
Yeah.
This is the one you were talking about last week about the dude who...
The family friend who abducted their
Who was like, I have a problem with pedophilia. Can I, like, have your daughters lay down with me because that'll help me with my pedophilia?
We talked about this earlier.
And they were like, sure. We didn't like it, but... Okay.
We want to be supportive.
Then he seduced both parents.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he seduced the dad first. He kind of seduced the mom before he abducted the daughter the first time. Kind of. Like, there was some hand stuff.
Yeah.
Like, over the shirt.
Oh, that's not even hand stuff.
Yeah, but if you're Mormon.
Yeah, if you're Mormon, that's
a big deal.
That's porn.
Yeah. Second base is a problem. Oh,
Jesus.
And then he abducted the daughter.
This is porn.
Yeah. And then... After he abducted the other first time, then he completed his subduction of the mother because...
I always fuck men who abduct my daughter. Like, that's why... Yeah.
It's very hot.
Yeah.
It's my go-to move. As soon as I want to fuck a chick, I steal her daughter.
That's why he took my baby doll. Because I don't have a daughter. No, never mind. That's just weird. That's sorry.
No, I don't like that doll. That doll's creepy.
She is a creepy doll.
I don't like it.
Sort yourself out.
It needs to be sorted out.
Spare parts. I've forgotten the timeline a little bit. And it was more fucked up than even I remembered.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that
she slept with him for 8 months.
Yeah.
8 months. And then they were like, now our marriage is in trouble.
And it's like, no fucking shit.
Wow.
This guy keeps taking our kid. You've been given hand jobs.
Casual hand jobs.
Because he's all like...
What's a casual handy between neighbors, though?
Speaking of handy, oh my gosh. There was one of my favorite... we need to talk about the movie. Never mind. I don't need to go into my true crime podcasts. I can do that another time.
I realize this is like a reaction from a lifetime of men telling you not to enjoy the things you enjoy, but I am so glad that that conditioning has happened for this moment right here.
I watched this movie so long ago, it's hard for me to review it. I should have rewatched it, but...
Are we talking about Annihilation?
Yeah.
I've watched this movie, and it's so hard for me to review it.
Okay. Oh. All right, let's...
I watched it yesterday.
I also watched it yesterday.
Before we...
Oh, that's my high-level review.
No, you have to start it.
Oh, that's
the review.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. We have to do
this. Hey, this is Tony.
This is Anna.
This is Kayla.
And this is David.
We are the Backseat Producers.
That we are.
And it's almost Valentine's Day, which means this episode won't be released until the end of the month.
But happy Valentine's Day. I hope you spent it with somebody. Yes.
I hope there is
a stalker, probably.
Love emanating from you and towards you.
Well, you know what? Somebody wanted to be your Valentine. They were just a day early.
He was weird. I mean, he had a red sedan.
It's fucking Cupid.
Yeah. You never know when
it really was.
You know,
when it's the embodiment of Cupid wanting to give you popcorn.
He may have had a diaper on.
He was artistic.
That was just.
I'm sure he. Oh.
That was just the universe wanting to make sure you're not alone on Valentine's Day. Yeah. So.
Well.
Wow.
Stalker, you know, everyone needs like a stalker or a sniffer or something.
You should keep tomorrow open.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Tomorrow he shows up. Open.
I mean, he may just show up, yeah.
Does he want to help me till my yard? Because I'm planning to till my yard tomorrow for Valentine's Day, so.
Wow.
You didn't ask.
Okay.
That's on you. Now you'll just have to wait till you get out to the car.
See if he's waiting there.
Wait until he's waiting by my car.
Wait, is that why you parked down the street?
No, that was for a different reason. But that was actually probably a good move for that reason.
Yeah. Because I was like, the fuck?
Yeah. No, that was just because I was doing...
I'm home and ready to go. And I was like, what's your fucking car?
But yeah, so what the movie. Yeah, I liked the world. I liked the way it looked. I loved the cast. I loved the body horror. The writing was terrible, and it just fucked up its attempts at themes and messages. That's how I feel.
What'd you think?
I loved lesbian science team. And that is the end of the list of things I liked about this movie. I like Tessa Thompson.
Mm.
The butch chick looks like my sister-in-law. Those are the complete positive and neutral thoughts I had about the movie.
I liked the visual of the shimmer. I did
dig
like
deep, Tony. Dig deep.
I liked the team that we saw go in this time was all female. Yeah, that's about all I got. That's that. I did not like this movie. I had so many problems with it. Like,
no, there are a lot of problems with it.
Yeah,
there are a lot of problems.
Yeah, like I was giving it.
I don't really remember.
Do you remember
the movie? I remember enough about the storyline, but I don't remember how I felt or like. Oh, okay. But also, just the genre isn't really my thing. It was like a suspenseful, like you said, body horror. Like it's not really my, like the screaming. I remember the screaming bear thing.
Yeah. It was a slow sci-fi movie, which I give a lot of leeway to those because I do tend to like them. But it's because I'm waiting for a really good payoff at the end, and there was no payoff.
It was nonsensical.
Yeah.
Okay.
To the point where I went and looked up articles because I'm like, did I miss a lot?
Yeah.
I'm reading articles about all these weird speculations that people had about it. Most of them from people who I guess have read the book.
Yeah.
And I have not.
I think it was supposed to be a meteorite that crashed into the butthole of that lighthouse. That's what the butthole is supposed to be.
Oh, and that's what bends everything and all is making all the refraction.
Yeah, and that's why like in the lighthouse, you know, it's like that single beam of light into the butthole.
Yeah.
That is where it crashed into the side of the lighthouse and then into the butthole.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
So, okay. Any explanation of that would have been awesome.
They didn't explain that it was a meteor?
No.
Or like...
No, there's just a hole.
There's just a hole.
There's just an anus in the middle of the room.
No, I remember that, but I remember feeling that the implication was that it was something that
I thought that there was some kind of hint at...
I would have... I should have fucking rewatched it, but I could have... Okay. Like,
I mean,
like
it may have been,
a cataclysmic event,
it.
and then maybe they needed to find the epicenter, and when they got there, the implication is that it's a foreign object that fell.
When she showed up at the facility, they just said it had been growing, but they didn't say that there was anything specific that, like...
caused it.
I don't remember them saying anything. They, like, kicked it off.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd have to go and watch the beginning again.
I'm not gonna do that, because fuck that.
I gave it all kinds of leeway.
Yeah.
Until they walk in, and their plan, once they walk in, is nonsense. They're like, oh, we don't know where we're going. The compasses don't work. We've clearly sent multiple teams of people in here. We've never heard anything back from any of them. So we should have a realization that signals aren't getting in and out, yet they don't even bother to attempt a wired source of communication. Like, it's not a big deal to drag wires. That's how they used to communicate in World War One, World War Two.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even attempt it. So they're in and they're like, oh, we need to walk south because that's where the coastline is. Why the fuck didn't you walk in where the coastline was in the first place?
Just follow the coastline.
Nothing makes sense. Yeah. And at that point, I'm like, I can't.
They were making
take
like all the decisions they were
anymore.
Making about everything was shitty.
Yeah.
Like in terms of who they chose to go and like their backgrounds, how they were walking with the firearms. We were talking about that. They were like nobody. Like there were like so many bare. And I'm not even like that kind of a person. But I was like, there were so many like bare spots like at people's sixes that were just like no wonder double like toothed alligators.
Why didn't we give the former military person a weapon walking in? She doesn't get a weapon until they meet the alligator thing, and someone else their first reaction to someone being attacked by something is to drop their gun.
Yeah.
Like, they literally throw the gun on the ground and dive in to go Which help them. Like,
no, that was the stupidest way to save somebody.
But, but you wouldn't have shot at them.
Well, no, but you throw something at the person to pull them in. As hell don't dive in.
You don't dunk in the water. No. To...
Like three of them dove in. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And no one covered them.
Like, yeah.
The first person that walked in with a gun, and there was someone in front of her. She was just the first one with a gun. She threw the gun to the ground and dove in with the rest of them. It was like...
Also, I'm fairly certain that they only mentioned that Natalie Portman was the one in the military. And I don't think they say that any of the rest of them
I think you're right.
Any military experience. Yeah. But they've all got automatic rifles.
Right.
Like, or semi-automatic rifles. Like, what are you doing? What?
I think they were all trained, supposedly, before this, because she's the one coming in, and that can explain why she can shoot the rifle without having been part of the, like,
group. But wasn't she a scientist, even in the military? Like,
yeah. But she wasn't supposed to be part of the group until later.
Yeah.
She was a scientist after she was an academic after she was after
in
she
military, spent time in the military. 7 years or
yeah, something. So she the implication combat. Was that she was in the military, got out, used her GI Bill to go to school. Mm-hmm. I mean that's kind of the mm-hmm. we have to make a lot of assumptions about this movie. Like a lot.
But they
of
have pictures of her like in you know, like somewhere sandy.
Yes.
With... The team doesn't make sense, though. I'm looking at a list of
exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't
a
make
biologist,
sense.
Anthropologist, psychologist,
yes.
surveyor,
yes.
and a linguist.
Yeah, no, it does not make sense.
I also don't know why only 5 people are going.
Yeah, why isn't there like
probably
a platoon?
Because they're missing, like they lost a shit ton.
Yeah,
of
make a fucking human chain across the thing.
Just fly a plane.
Or I mean we do have.
I also hate like when the
airdrop
the story doesn't make any fucking sense. So they have to like pull this. Well, we don't remember the first 3 days, so now we don't know where we are. What? That never happens again. So
yeah,
like,
that's true. They never lose time again.
Yeah, so literally the only reason that happened, and even in the context of how they explain how everything else happens, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It literally only
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, because they should be losing time from time, like randomly at different moments as they move.
And if that happened again, it would be. That would be interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
It does.
And it would be interesting in terms of their group dynamic if they lost time at different moments. And yeah, but no. I wonder, too, like, how much of this, like, ineptitude did you think was on purpose? Or do you think they just weren't thinking?
Like, I was trying to find reasons
I mean, part of me was annoyed that, like, they all had to be super flawed and fucked up. And that whole line about nobody would go in here unless there was something wrong with them. And it's like, well, why can't they be fucking human? Like, there's no other...
I mean, that's like making an argument that no one would do space flight
exactly
unless they were just completely mental.
Yeah,
if we had the first manned mission to Mars and they were looking for people, I'd fucking go.
Yeah,
are you? Do you think you're?
They would not be looking for
helping
me.
Helping the point or hurting it?
Yeah, but the point.
I actually don't think that there's anything wrong with Natalie Portman either.
Well, see, I think that's the point in the end, and that's why she survives because she has something to go back to. But remember the woman, Cassie, the first one who dies, and her daughter's dead? She says, I know there has to be something because each of us has lost something. Like, you have to be, like, broken to do this. And it's like, why can't we've had so many movies about, like, men who go into, like, horrible, impossible situations, and that doesn't make them bad people that they want to do it? Why can't they just,
I mean, the implication isn't that they're bad people. It's that they're hurt
people. That they're hurt, but, like, not just normal hurt.
No, yeah.
Like, self-destructive.
Like broken.
Extra
like,
broken.
Like,
and it's like, well,
like there's nothing
broken.
To go back to.
Yeah.
Like the psychologist, like she's dying of cancer.
Yeah.
And, like...
But the one chick still has another kid, doesn't she? I thought she had 2 kids and one of them died.
I just thought she had the daughter.
I don't know.
It didn't make
I gotta be honest.
Sense.
No. When they started getting into that, they was already past the point when they were making... They were making such terrible decisions.
Yeah.
Like... And she's lying to them about stuff that we know. And it's like, what the fuck is
that also
happening
doesn't
here?
Matter.
Right.
They're like, oh, you lied to us about that being your husband. Okay.
But I think the only person who's like calling it a lie was, what's her face? Anya. And she was clearly crazy at that point. Like it had fucked with her brain.
Yeah, which I didn't really get either.
Yeah.
I don't know why she just suddenly... went crazy.
Well, I think she had slowly been developing a slow paranoia that was focused on Lena.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it started apparently with Lena not, like... Yeah, and it starts with Lena not... And the way it's carried through are just, like, mostly just through some nasty looks.
Yeah, like, it's one of those things
but
that...
But not, like, I'm going to kill you.
It's not built
you.
On until yeah. all of a sudden they're all tied up and she's going to murder them. And
it's like, not built on, right? Because the first time she has a problem with it, she's, like, they see the video...
Yeah.
...where they cut the dude open, and she's like, yeah, we need to get the fuck out of here. And Natalie Portman's like, no, we need to go to the lighthouse. Mm-hmm. We're not leaving until we go to the lighthouse. So then later, when they find out that that's actually her husband, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, this is why that's... our lives don't matter as much as you getting mm-hmm. to the lighthouse to figure out what the fuck yeah. happened.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. It's just boring.
Yeah.
Because they're already lost in the fucking place and can't get out.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
So it's not like the decision to leave is just, oh, well, we could just walk out whenever we exactly. want. They've already established they can't walk out whenever yeah. they want.
Not only that, but it's not going to do them any good. If somebody doesn't figure out yeah. what's going on, the whole world's going to get consumed.
Yeah. Apparently. Yes, and there's no sense of mission around. That was the thing. Like, as a group, they were shitty. Like, what's her face? I didn't even know that Dr. Ventress was their leader, for sure, until David told me that at some point.
Yeah.
Because she just didn't act like a leader. And she was just slightly bossy at some moments. There's no, like, larger sense of mission of we're going to fucking save the world and find out what happened to our, you know.
Aside from the physical complex that they built right outside where the Shimmer had grown to.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had this massive complex yeah, that apparently yeah. was built in just months.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, fuck, they're going to have to move this whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, right. in 2 months.
Yeah.
This building is goddamn huge.
It had less staff than the staff of people that the scientists with the keys brought in to examine E.T.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, seriously, there's yeah. just nobody there. There's, like, no one at this
complex. Maybe
they
spent so much money building the complex that they couldn't afford to staff it. I mean, it's the government.
It was also a big problem for me because I could not, for the first half of the movie, think of Leah Thompson's name. And I was like, that's fucking Leah Thompson. This is a Back to the Future thing. It's not Leah Thompson.
It's not. It's Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Jennifer Jason Leigh. That was a big problem for me.
I barely recognized her as Jennifer Jason Leigh, too.
I didn't at all.
I feel like there was a lot more, like, philosophically to this movie that I can't remember. But I remember thinking that there was a lot to discuss there. Like, that all the things you guys are talking about are kind of like, yeah, they were in the movie, but the movie wasn't really about what was yeah. going on. Well, it was, but I don't remember what it was.
My understanding of the theme, the philosophical theme of the movie was that essentially, like, life is inbuilt with its own sense of self-destruction, and that can be part of the beauty. So, for example, we have cancer. And this is a whole world built on malignancy, and it's an extremely gorgeous world. It's a world that constantly annihilates in its growth, but it's gorgeous as well. Mm-hmm. And it has this terrible beauty. And all humans are interested in, like, in our personal lives, we self-destruct, we do this. And that's somehow different from, like, a suicidal impulse. But I also didn't feel like that was that convincing, because the thing about, like, what's happening here with this kind of malignancy and this kind of transfer and breaking apart and remixing that's happening in the Shimmer is that you actually don't have annihilation. You have transformation. So what's her face? Anya, who is now, like, whose brain or whatever is in the bear, in some ways she's living forever, right? She hasn't been annihilated completely.
I mean, but that kind of, if you think about how the real world is, like, that is what we do.
Exactly. And, I mean, here it's just happening piecemeal. Here yeah. it happens maybe at a more atomic level, yeah, yeah. so that maybe our consciousnesses don't. And hers, her consciousness, like, clearly lasts. But it just seems like transformation. And I feel like that's the same impulse that we have, even, like, when people talk about, like, breaking up perfectly good marriages or whatever other kind of self-destruction she was talking about, like, to me, that's about, like, the need for change and transformation, not necessarily annihilation. But
I would like if they had tied any of that with the story.
But it's all through the story.
Yeah, I feel like it was all through the story, but it just wasn't done in, like, interestingly or well.
I feel like they had that as a theme.
Yeah.
And they had characters that were doing things that may or may not have been self-destructive. Mm-hmm. But at no point do they ever do anything with that, like a crossover between the two.
Between the world and the...
Yeah, between the world
and
them.
But when What's-Her-Name walks into... Tessa Thompson's character walks into the trees and out of her self-harming cuts, the trees are growing. The like little branches are growing. I felt like that was a pretty intense tie.
I'll give you Valkyrie.
What else?
I guess the problem that I have is that somebody could have told me that those themes were in the movie, and if I was looking for them, I could have found them. But I think I could watch that movie 10 times and never pull those themes out of the movie.
But Tony, they all get the Ouroboros tattoo.
Yeah, what the fuck?
The snake eating itself.
That just shows up on them?
That just shows up on everybody for some fucking reason.
It's not there at the beginning?
It's not there at the beginning. I thought that she got it from the butch chick, but the butch chick actually gets it from the dude in the side of the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought, the first time you mentioned it when we were watching it, I thought she was going to fall in love. Well, this is what I wanted it to turn into. And the side that she... I thought she was going to fall in love with the bush chick and give herself a tattoo, like a prison tattoo in the shiver.
You know what?
That would have been the shiver.
That would have been a better story.
I would have liked for it to devolve into like prison lesbian erotica in the shimmer.
I also thought it would have been cool if like when they were doing the interviews with Natalie Portman at the end, she was like an amalgam of all the people she had been
with. Yeah! Oh, that would have been sorry.
It would have been amazing. And I actually thought that they were doing that because
her
face looks kind of fucked up.
Her face was weird.
Yeah, but like not weird enough to like pick out discernible features. Like if they changed one of her eye colors or something.
Mm-hmm. But if it's really her.
I don't have any reason to think it is
her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and that's only, I only get that from one of the reviews that I read after the fact when I was trying to figure out what the fuck happened.
Because the whole dancing scene with the metal girl.
That was too much. Also, a lot of that CGI.
Also, I didn't.
Looked like the mid 90s. And like, I feel like it was on purpose, but also I don't understand the purpose.
I didn't understand why he killed himself. I like, there's so many things that I just don't understand. Like, and I feel like I'm dumb for not understanding what's going on. Or it's either that or this movie is just that fucking atrocious.
It was not good.
I don't remember feeling like it was atrocious. I felt like when I was watching it, the part that I had the most problem with was the very end when, not the very, very end, but the end where she's like doing that weird dance thing with, is that scene just took forever and I didn't get anything. Like, no new information was given to me, and it took forever.
She enters the lighthouse butthole. She goes down to what I assume is the colon. Ventress is there. She doesn't have eyes for some reason. Then she does have eyes.
Yeah.
Then she pukes out a ball of light. Now we're looking into a second anus inside the first anus.
Which is inside a penis, because you know the lighthouse is a penis.
Which is inside a penis. Sorry. Okay. And the second anus is emitting dubstep. Then it turns into this metal chick that she shoots and runs away from. Then they dance.
And blows up.
Then they dance.
Which catches everything on fire.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why that happened either. I'm not really sure why that happened.
I don't understand.
And like, I don't dislike things that are weird and fucking esoteric and don't, but like, there was something missing here. There was a structure, an order, or something missing to the story that made it like,
so
tolerable.
So I'm looking at a movie like 2001, which I love. Mm-hmm. It took me
three... He says defensively staring at Caleb.
Just because this is a conversation. It took me two or three times watching the movie for it to really sink in. But I knew that every time I watched it, I was being rewarded with something. Something. Like, I could see that there was something there. And, like, and it's like watching Primer. Yeah. Like, I don't understand what's happening. And I don't feel dumb for not understanding what's happening. It's just, this is really complicated. So I don't understand what's happening.
But you know it's there.
But I know it's there. And I'm going to watch this movie five more times and I'm going to figure it out. And then I'm going to not remember in 6 months and I'm going to have to go back and watch it again to figure it out again.
And also, 2001 is boring as shit. It is.
It is very slow.
It's really boring. But
so is this.
Oh, this is boring and not good.
Now, this had more action sequences, but there was not any payoff for him.
Yeah, I think the action was only there for a suspense thing, which I could have done completely without.
Yeah.
Like, if they rolled in with no guns.
I think that's probably why I didn't watch it again, is because, like, the suspense thriller shit is not my, like, I just don't.
Yeah, the bear shows up, and then we get to shoot the bear.
I mean, but the bear thing was really scary. Mm. Like, it screams or something, or it cries, like.
It has her voice.
Yeah, it talks, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was really scary and weird.
And the whole scene where the bear takes Shepard in the first place is just ridiculous. One.
That's when they're at that facility and they just watched the video, right? And there's somebody supposed to be watching. And I remember, while I was watching it, thinking that I really didn't agree with something that happened, but I don't remember the scene. Like,
yeah,
it,
so they're
something
like a little,
stupid happened.
They're in a little guard station,
mm-hmm.
and it's Natalie Portman and what's her Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Is that the doctor?
Yes.
Okay.
They're reading some maps. The station is very well lit, and they're looking out into the darkness. Okay. So they hear something rattle against the fence, and it's obvious there's a thing. So they make no noise, and they just look out in the darkness. Now, they don't make any attempt to wake up the rest of the people that they are on guard watching, right? And after everybody's already freaked out about all this other shit, okay? So
at that point, Natalie Portman uses the night vision and sees that there's a hole in the fence.
Yeah. Still no attempt to alert anyone else in the group. But now they've magically wake up. They come down the stairs. So all five of them are standing in the same place. The bear shows up, bites the shit out of the one chick, drags her off into the darkness.
Who's out in the field?
Yeah, who's
for
just
reasons.
Out in the field for reasons. No one has their guns. Natalie Portman and What's-Her-Face have their guns, but I don't think the other three did.
No.
Okay, so they're all standing there. She's just been dragged off by the bear, and she goes screaming off into the night. Now, I'm okay if we're going to make the assumption that it's light enough that we can see everything just because, like, as an audience, we can't see in darkness, but to them, it's pitch black. I'm okay with this assumption. The lights in the guardhouse are really fucking dumb. But all five of them are in the same place. So later, when the butch chick is like, we didn't even see that there was a bear. Do you think that I dragged her off into the dark? We were standing right next to each other. What the fuck do you think happened?
But I think she was, like, clearly crazy at that point. It was...
I just don't assume a woman's crazy automatically when she's got a problem, Anna.
But she herself is saying that, because this is after we've had conversations about this changing their brains, and she herself says that that's what's happening.
But there's also, like, there's something to be said there for, like, as this paranoia is taking hold of her, mm-hmm. being able to justify almost anything.
Yeah.
Almost any position you have can be justified if you're trying hard enough. So she's wanting to believe this, but she has taken this position. Mm-hmm. What?
This movie wanted really bad to be the thing.
I can buy that.
Like the body horror, the paranoia. It took an all male cast and turned it to an all female cast. And instead of being in the tundra, they put it in a weird wilderness.
Yeah, but the wilderness doesn't have the same, like,
desolation.
Yeah,
they force the desolation with the shimmer.
How does the doctor die?
She pukes out light.
At
and
the
then
end.
Disappears.
But why were they separated? They're separated, right?
Because she was just like, I've got to get to the thing. And she just walks ahead because when they're sort of pausing.
After the bear.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm leaving. It's not even light out. Fuck it, I'm going. There's like no sense of urgency with these people either. Like, it's clearly getting to midday.
They bothered you so much.
Oh my God. She's like, oh, well, it's not even light out yet. Okay, but then it becomes light and she doesn't leave. It's like midday and then she starts. What are you doing? Like, I thought the point was to get to these places.
Well, they had to meditate first.
Why do we have to get everywhere at dusk?
But doesn't the next day, doesn't that girl turn into a tree?
Yeah.
So, like, at this point, there was kind of like a dreamy quality to, like, the way they're interacting. And
they're all becoming everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as we do.
I stopped caring.
Because the radio waves are bouncing.
I finished the movie, but I stopped caring.
I made a lot of teen lesbian science jokes. I feel like they were really on point at the time, but looking back, I just can't remember what they were.
Yeah, I think one of the problems with it is that I understand the idea of wanting to go with an all-female group, and having those people in a group would be valuable if you're not knowing exactly the situation you're going into. But so also would, you know,
anyone.
20 or 30 armed soldiers.
Yeah.
Trained, armed, tactical, survival people. And they could have been an all-female group. I wouldn't have cared. That would have been fine. But just, fuck, anything. Like, anyone with any kind of survival skills.
That, 20 of that chick from Aliens.
You need Vasquez.
You do need Vasquez. You need 20 Vasquezes.
Yeah. Yeah, 20 Vasquezes would have been perfect. I would have been, that would have made a much better movie. It just, I don't know. I don't know what could have saved it. Because it just feels like a broken concept.
Here's another thing that really bothered me about this movie. And I did it early on in the movie, and I just couldn't get past it for the next 2 hours. I made a lot of Poe Dameron jokes, and they were just fucking wasted on Anna.
Yeah, they were. I don't even know.
It's just, and then I was just sitting there stewing
about how like,
gorgeous Poe Dameron jokes I were making.
Like, he was cute.
Poe Dameron just hooked up with Anakin's mom.
Oh. Okay, wait. Okay. Okay. That's why you were so into that. I mean, not the incest, but...
That's not incest. Well, not that it, there's that no incest true, there.
That is not incest.
There's
but
a, like, narrative incest.
There's the
intertextuality.
It's a nerd incest, yeah.
It's like a January-December romance.
Yes.
Like, early January, late December romance.
Well, I'm excited for the next two movies. I don't think they're doing all three.
Are they making more?
No, I don't think they're making
more. Oh, wow. Have you read the book?
No. I actually own the audiobook, and I started it and then stopped it. Yeah. But then stopped it because it was fucking terrible.
Mm.
Really?
And the narrator was not compelling.
Oh.
That's usually the biggest turnoff.
Yeah, a good narrator can get me through a bad book.
Although, something I do appreciate about this, like, if you read the IMDb trivia, the, like, studio is like, you need to change this ending because it's terrible. And, like, the producer is like, no. We're not doing that.
Wow.
So, bully for that. That I appreciate. I mean, I kind of wish they had. But also, do your artistic vision.
Director Alex Garland decided not to reread the novel Annihilation. Instead, he decided to adapt it like a dream of the book, quote unquote.
Oof.
Maybe that's the problem.
More like a fucking nightmare. I mean, the movie, I guess that's probably harsher than it needs to be, but I did not find the movie compelling. We had all your notes.
Hot bitches going into the shimmer. Oh, I wanted to know about the dude. Okay, so this affair she's having.
Yeah.
So was the point of, like, all the flashbacks of their marriage just to say, hey, it was a perfect marriage and she was tearing it up? Or was there anything more going on in their relationship that was interesting?
But was it a perfect marriage because he was never around? I mean, yeah. Like...
Yeah.
Like, that...
I mean, sometimes that is. But
that seemed like such a D-level plot, though.
Yeah, yeah, like, no.
Was there a reason for any of that?
I don't know. Yeah, it was just...
Like, I honestly did not...
That part, yeah, those parts at home with him. I was struggling with what it was trying to establish.
Like, I was honestly surprised the first time we saw her banging the other guy. I was like, wait a minute, is she fantasizing this?
Yeah. When is this exactly?
That was the other thing. Is it like before he left for his first... I think it was... Oh, they mention it. She's doing it like intermittently between all of his tours.
And his deployments. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's banging him while the...
Yeah.
But we don't... Am I wrong that we don't know any of this until after she's in the Shimmer?
Yes.
Yeah, they don't tell you that she was having an affair. The implication when she goes in is that she's trying to find out how to help her husband, who she loves very dearly.
Yeah, and the only time we saw this guy was the very first scene of the movie, where he's like, hey, he's been gone a year. It's okay if you just come over for a barbecue or whatever.
But then her banging the dude explains why she won't go there and why she feels like it would be disloyal to go to this guy's barbecue. I mean, she shouldn't have banged the dude while your husband's alive, but I feel like it explains the guilt and that she wouldn't go out of guilt.
And
didn't he know? He found out about the affair, right?
I couldn't understand that. I felt like there were some whispers of that where he said, I saw your face or something like that, but I didn't fully, like, grasp.
I thought it was that he found out about the affair and that's why he went on this suicide mission. Okay. Like, that was his storyline.
Okay.
I didn't think so. I think the only time that they even mentioned him finding out about it was the dude's like, so your husband knows, right? And now you hate me or something? And she's like, no, I hate myself.
But yeah. Okay. But that is 14? It. Like, is saying that her husband had known.
But she doesn't actually confirm that.
Yeah, I don't know for sure that if she was just saying that, because she was trying to get the guy to leave.
Okay.
Yeah, she was done with
but my
I
point...
mean, the dialogue you just gave me implies that, like, the that's dialogue, a confirmation.
The dialogue he gave you is incorrect.
Okay.
What they said, sorry.
I'm looking it up now.
What they said, what the guy on the, like, what her lover said was, your husband found out, and you don't hate me, you hate yourself. And she was like, please leave, and I hate you too.
I mean, but yeah, but that, her, like, not responding in the negative implies that yes, he knew, he somehow found out about it, and that's where her self
was letting him believe that.
I mean, I don't know why we would assume that.
What's like, how would he find out if he's gone this much? Like, we have no,
I mean, but there, like, that's sort of a thing that I that's a piece of information I don't necessarily absolutely need.
Okay.
No.
Okay. The only information we got about any of this happened during the Shimmer.
Okay.
Period. Full stop. Mm-hmm. We only got information when she was asleep during the Shimmer.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was real. She lied to her. She's a liar. She is an established teller of untruths. What if this is the manipulation that the Shimmer is doing to her?
Okay.
That this is
to make her believe that she had an affair and that's why her husband went on this. And it was
because then why would he have left her?
Oh.
What?
Why would he have left her?
What do you mean?
Why would he constantly leave her over and over,
over
again?
Over and over again.
And not be,
and
stay home
and
be
not stay at home and be a husband with her. She got out of the military. Looking at this as if the Shimmer is corrupting her, but not corrupting her physically, corrupting her mentally.
First.
Emotionally.
That doesn't add or that isn't more compelling to me than what is shown in the movie. Like, to just believe the storyline that is presented. Like, to say that, well, why didn't he quit his job in the military so he's staying at home more? Like, I could think of a million reasons why you wouldn't do that.
Okay. But my point is it's not what she's thinking. It's the corruption influencing her. Because we never get any hint that anything untoward happens until she's in the Shimmer and when she's asleep. This isn't anything she ever tells anyone. She never talks about it.
So you're saying this is like essentially unreliable narration.
I think it's unreliable narration.
I mean, if you take it as reliable narration, it didn't feel like when that guy was talking about it, he was trying to figure out what was wrong with her.
Yeah.
It was more of a question. Like, did he find out? Not he knows.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't really a statement. It was more of a question. And she like just doesn't want to interact with him. So she's not answering him. She's just like looking out the window when he's like, oh, you're looking really emo. And she's like, no, I hate myself and you. Right? Like, so it's just this whole big emo thing. But like,
does that happen before the Shimmer?
Yeah.
It occurs.
Like chronologically or in the movie?
In the movie before she enters.
No, it's a flashback when she's in the Shimmer. Okay.
So that's what Tony is.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying is. I don't. That's
interesting.
I'm saying even with that, it doesn't like
because the Shimmer fucks with their memories. Period.
Does it?
Because it does. We're told it does because they lose the first 3 days.
Okay. Actually, so I just looked it up. They're in there for like 4 months, so they are losing time all over the goddamn place.
Right.
Yeah.
We just never see it.
Moments other than just saying that at the beginning of the movie, you've been in there 4 months, and then seeing them lose the first 3 days, it would have been nice to have fucked up things happening because everybody's losing time at different rates.
Yeah.
Also, they're out of food.
Yeah, on that. I felt like there should have been snacks. They could have eaten that alligator.
Would you have eaten that alligator?
If I got hungry enough. Like, I'd cook him first.
I'd probably have eaten that
alligator. I'd eat something. I'd eat those, like, deer. Those cancer deer.
Those deer did look like they were just made of tumor.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to eat something.
Eat that dude in the wall.
Okay.
I don't know. It was just a thought because, like, it just didn't make sense why she was dreaming about
that
when she was. Especially, it's the first time. So, we see her wake up. The first time we see her wake up is when she wakes up after the Shimmer. Like, oh, we've lost 3 days. The next time she's in that dream sequence where she's fucking the other guy, not her husband. and she wakes up. And then the next time she's doing it, she's fucking her husband, and then she wakes up. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just...
It's also really awkward because he's, like, not moving at all.
Yeah.
When they pan around. And yeah. Like, so, the first time I thought he was dead.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to get super fucked up. But then,
that's interesting, yeah.
Like, then they're finished fucking, and then he moves, and I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
You had a point, and then David started talking about fucking dead corpses. Yes.
I don't even know if...
fucking this real doll.
I don't even know if I've got a point.
Real doll
there's
she
a,
made.
A
I think I'm just... To me... I think I'm just grasping to make a point out of something that's not there.
To me, like...
shows their failure.
I'm trying to make something where there is nothing. To you...
Like that isn't more compelling to me than just believing, because I mean they're just delaying giving you information. Like this is just a device they're using to delay giving you the information that she was having an affair when like they start out showing you like this really loving, like healthy looking relationship. So then as the story develops, they're giving you the pieces of information that her in this what seemed to be like I said, a good, healthy relationship, she chose a self-destructive path. Like,
self-destructive dick.
And part of the problem, I mean, but maybe that's part of the problem with this movie, because whether you go that route or go Tony's route, like, neither one takes you anywhere special.
Anywhere that makes any sense.
Well, I mean,
but
like,
that's
then
the
you
whole
have...
point of, like, that's the whole point of the all the themes in the movie is self-destruction and the way the forms that self-destruction takes.
Yeah.
She feels self-destructive. She bangs the dude to feel alive while her husband's gone. Then later she feels guilty, so she's gonna go on this suicide mission to figure out what the fuck is wrong with him.
She doesn't just feel guilty. She honestly does.
She feels like
love
she killed him. Yeah, she loves him. She feels like she killed him.
But she doesn't think she killed him. He's alive. His body is back.
Yeah,
and
but
something's
she knows
wrong
she destroyed
with
him in some way, yes. Which is not suicide. Because that was that was a big sort of differentiation that the psychologist person made, that self-destruction is different from suicide. And so in some ways, yes, he's not dead, but he's destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it almost worse because she destroyed him.
But yeah, I don't understand. It's not suicide?
I guess I was bringing that in the sense that, no, he's not dead.
Yeah.
But she destroyed him. Maybe she didn't kill him, but she destroyed
him. She destroyed their marriage.
Which in the... Well, in some ways, she destroyed him, because if that's why he went to go into the shimmer and got all scrambled.
All scrambled.
I don't know how else to put it.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, he got blown up. He killed himself.
But she didn't know that.
No, she didn't know that until the end.
As a psychologist, I think you're confusing suicide with self-destruction.
Yeah.
Almost none of us commit suicide, and almost all of us self-destruct in some way in some part of our lives. We drink, or we smoke, or we destabilize the good job and a happy marriage. Or we, in some way, we drink, we smoke, or we destabilize the good job, .. and a happy marriage. But these aren't decisions, they're impulses. In fact, you're probably better equipped to explain this than I am. Okay, alright, I'm back on board with the affair angle.
Yeah, okay, so that's why I was confused, because I thought it was, like, explicitly stated. Like, I thought that point, but, and I didn't remember that quote, but I thought there was...
When does that conversation take place?
Before they enter the shimmer.
Yeah, she's, like, interviewing her in her office.
I think that could be the seed, though.
Was that before?
That takes root in the shimmer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
Well, just a second. Before they enter
no,
the
shimmer.
Does she say that before
horrible,
they enter the shimmer, or does she say that when they're in that stall thing waiting for the bear, like the watch out?
She says that when they're in her office.
Okay.
She says that in her office when Natalie Portman goes to her and she's like, I want to go on the mission.
Okay.
It's a suicide mission.
Yeah.
And that's why they start talking about suicide.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
Kayla, I'm not doing this to troll you. I'm doing this to entertain myself, because this movie was so goddamn dumb.
Well, here's the thing.
But
that I need something.
Fair or no, I don't feel like it either way actually adds anything to the story for
why?
Me.
Why? But that's the whole... The whole point is that... She is one... Her storyline is a storyline of self-destruction. It's just a type of self-destruction. Or destruction of something that is otherwise beautiful.
Okay.
She destroyed their trust, their relationship, for no reason. They don't give you a reason. And the implication is that she didn't have a reason except this impulse to do that thing. Which is a thing that humans do.
I agree, but this dude's gone 6 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Normally, it's not like... there's a compelling relationship here to destroy.
Exactly.
What?
Like, the, he regularly goes on these long deployments. Just because he
physically, like, is gone for 6 months out of the year, that's kind of what she...
But they also make it clear that they don't connect intellectually. They don't connect in terms of, like, their values, because he believes in God and is this sort of Southern Christian good old boy, and she's very, very much an atheist. So they, like, they're missing each other on many levels. Like, which doesn't mean that they don't love each other, but it also means that there's a lot that's missing in their marriage and they're not having a conversation about it.
The only time you ever see them interact with each other normally is the same scene they play twice. It's him tickling her in the fucking bed, and they play it once, and then later they couldn't even come up with another scene where they're happy together, so they fucking play it again.
Aren't they sitting on the couch next to each other and something happens that's kind of pleasant? I can't remember.
I think that's like a montage.
Okay.
Because they're like standing around and then it moves and I don't know, something fucking like that. But like it's hard for me to like see this beautiful thing that was destroyed when you never actually see the beautiful thing. You just like...
Yeah. It tempts you with it. Because you think you're going to see more after you see the flashback for the first time. It tempts you with it, and you see pictures in their home, and you see how sad she is as a widow. And so you think that they had this gorgeous thing. But that doesn't pan out.
Maybe that's what the conversation about the moon is.
So why does she go back? Why does she care about going back? Why doesn't she just blow herself up with that thing? Why does she bother to escape? She's not
at the very end?
Yeah.
I mean, because she doesn't know if what is out there is actually her husband.
Except that she sees that it's not.
Well, how? She doesn't know who that was.
She doesn't know who that was. There was a thing that looks like her husband blows itself up, and then another thing that looks like her husband steps out from in front of the camera.
You don't know which one's the real one.
I don't know.
And this is before she sees the dubstep butthole.
I thought it was... very clearly that it was her husband that
blew. I also thought that, but then she sees the dubstep butthole, and then the second one shows up, so like
I don't know.
So like it starts to become pretty compelling that it could not have been him.
I don't think you're using the word compelling right, but
there is an
argument. Or maybe it could be a mix, because if they touched each other very much, then
are you implying that he had sex with that weird
with himself
shitty robot?
Yeah, maybe
Oscar Isaac
shitty Conti. Because
I mean, there was like a weird sex thing going on with her and her robot. I thought,
you know, there's got to be some Poe Dameron on Poe Dameron slash Vic out there.
It's just called fiction. It's just how that's just or how just, he is.
Or just, is that fiction though?
Yeah, it's not fiction. It's canon.
I don't know. With the theme of self destruction, it just seems like that would be a better finale. That through self-destruction it ends the problem.
But self-destruction isn't, like, if you take the self-destruction isn't suicide, self-destruction isn't the end of the problem.
But self-destruction is, sacrifice is also a form of self-destruction. It would be sacrifice. Self-sacrifice.
I don't feel like sacrifice is a self-destructive act.
I'm saying
I think it's actually kind of antithetical to self-destructive act.
What I'm saying is that would make a better ending.
I mean, I'm wondering if maybe if we think about destruction and annihilation as something bigger and what's happening, for example, maybe this, like, the whole mission, this is why they have a mission that's so shittily put together, is because the whole mission is a self-destructive act. They've, like, given into it. That's why they've built a building 2 feet away from the shimmer that's going to be destroyed. And is it some kind of metaphor for what we're doing with greenhouse gases? Is this about global warming? How did
they build that facility so close to a swamp?
Yeah.
Also, here's the thing. Since they have no information from anybody who's come out of the shimmer, they actually literally don't know it's a destructive thing.
Yeah, it could just be a door to Narnia.
No, the dude came out.
Yeah, but he's the first one.
But he's the first one.
He's kind of recent.
Yeah.
And he's all scrambled.
How did he get away?
He just walked out. Walked through the butthole.
We've been sitting... No, I mean, like, from the facility. Because presumably...
He wouldn't have gone to the facility. He would have just left and just gone home, is what the implication.
He didn't. Okay, didn't, like, break out of the facility?
No, I think he just, teleported home.
Yeah, he
walked out the other side, went home, and then...
I don't know if... Got all like, gross. Some sort of teleportation, like, sort of teleportation or whatever, but...
Well, his description is... Because she's asking him all the questions, trying to figure out where he came from. And he's like, I was outside. She was like, you were outside the house. He goes, I was outside the door and you were in there. And like, like he just showed up in the hallway and walked in. And that's when he became full cloth. Like,
yeah.
That,
yeah. Okay.
He wasn't anywhere.
Fully material.
He wasn't anywhere until he walked into the room.
And maybe that's why he made it through, because there is something fundamentally compelling about their home and their marriage, even though we don't see it, that pulls him there. Maybe his home pulled him there and like let him materialize. And maybe that's the only reason she was able to make it out. Is there something about their home, their relationship, their whatever that can pull you out?
I don't think either one of them made it out.
Okay. Like neither one of them's them.
Not just that, but in like a more like, even if that is his body, he is not what entered into that.
Oh yeah. Like, yeah.
Like you said, he's destroyed in yeah. in not just in a like ooh spooky psychically. Alien, but like
yeah.
Like
the way you are when you see war. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Fuck. So do you think either of them are the beings that went into the Shimmer?
I mean, are you talking...
I'm not talking about transformed. I'm talking about are they is the body that went in and the body that came out?
That's the ambiguity that is at the end of the movie.
Okay.
They ask each other,
that's fine.
Are you so-and-so? And they and say, I'm
asking,
I don't think
And I'm
so.
Asking the question, what do you think?
I don't know.
And the answer is no. I don't feel like there's a lot of ambiguity with that. Like, she'd already taken blood sample from herself and she's like, yeah, my cells are all fucked up now. Like, it is clearly not the same body anymore.
She did that while she was traveling through the Shimmer.
Yeah, so half, but still, I think that's still the point.
But
halfway there,
pop out, like it's like everything's just going to revert instantly.
I'm not saying it's going to just revert. I'm saying, did a transformed Natalie Portman come out, or did a clone come out, and did her body get destroyed? Same with Oscar Isaac. Which one was the one that blew itself up?
But I feel like that's not, in some ways, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, but like maybe like a meaningful question.
Yeah, except that's the question he asks at the end.
They both ask each other.
That's true. But I mean, in this sense, it's kind of like, I don't think so, but you can't definitely say no because they're all like mixing in with each other. That's why the tattoos. That's why it's almost like, what is that genetic thing called being a genetic Shimmera? Where you literally could take DNA from different parts of your body and you'd have a completely different genome it's almost like they've become that.
Yeah.
And like David mentioned earlier, I think it would have been amazing had she looked had different features, like the mouth of
like
one of them.
Like her hair color changed.
Yeah. But they didn't do that. But I mean, I'm wondering if there's sort of some kind of implication, and not just the Shimmera of like all the people, but all of the nature, that everything there.
So I think the answer to your question is no.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it is mostly no, but...
I don't agree.
But I feel like it's more complicated than that, because they're entering... They still have... It seems like they still have this core self and a sense of memory. They know to ask each other, are you you? They know to go home. So there's some third thing, like whether it's the relationship, whether it's home, that's pulling on them as themselves.
But they're also scrambled enough
to
even be asking.
To like, question, like, are they themselves?
Because, they're obviously, they feel something is wrong or off. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like the bear, right? It's like if you assume that neither of them are the people, right? The people are dead and this is just the weird robot thing, right? The parts of them that, the parts of Poe Dameron that lived on are the parts that wanted to see What's-Her-Face again, since that's like the last thing he said, right? Find Lena or some shit like that. So like those parts lived on in new, hotter Poe Dameron. Because let's be honest, coughing up blood into your water glass, that's the sexy Poe Dameron.
Tuberculosis, like that just whole tuberculosis scenario does have a certain emo hotness.
You know, I have some x-rays to show you.
Oh, that's right. You had tuberculosis when you were a baby. I forgot about that.
Say?
Let me see.
So I don't, like, the question, like, are you you? Just, it's such a vague question because, like, there's no context.
Well, it's an impossible question. It's an impossible question for all of us, right?
Yeah, it's
like,
really hard for me to answer that right now.
Like, what is a self?
Yeah.
And is it the same self? Like, what's the continuity of the self? and
fucking college intro to philosophy.
Yeah,
you sit around, smoke weed, like wear beanies and shit, talk about how fucking you just it's or impossible clothes. It's some impossible of us like to clothes. Know anything. How do you know anything? It's like everything's just shadows on the fucking cave wall. Am I the observer or the fire casting the shadows?
Oh. God, I had a kid doing that within my class the other day. Like a senior, and it was like so sickening. He's like, are we even here?
How many people go in?
Five.
So, Natalie Portman...
Ventress.
...is, she's the one who had the affair. The doctor, she has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There's another woman whose daughter passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shepherd.
The girl who turns into a tree, her self-destruction is...
She cuts herself.
She's, yeah, she's...
Which honestly isn't that big of a deal, but whatever.
But isn't it?
It is, but it's like...
impulse but people, to...
It's self-destructive, but you act like... I mean, self-harm and cutting is a real thing that people do. And it's a real thing that people do... Not because, I mean, for very many reasons, okay? And not all of it's self-destructive. And it's also a thing that people recover from, that people live with and, like, do wonderful work even as they're doing it.
Not all of these things are saying self-destruction as in this will end you.
Yeah,
like it. True, this is true, like true. Picking apart you're picking at yourself. Your...
You're right, you're
but
right.
But not just physically when we're talking about cutting, we're talking about, like... If you are drinking to excess, that isn't necessarily which to is an on, end. To an end to destroy yourself. But in these moments, you are doing something that you know is not like growing or fulfilling or nurturing yourself as a human being.
Yeah.
You are damaging yourself knowingly.
Yeah.
So no, that is.
That's, okay. Yeah.
So then I was trying to remember what the fifth one is, which is drinking.
That was a drug problem. She was an addict of some kind. I think they just say addict. I don't think they're non-specific about it. They just say that she's clean.
Yeah.
But so you guys were saying that they didn't tie this theme in, but they all have...
Oh, no. I think they tied the theme in. I think that it wasn't great the way they did it, but I think it was there.
Also, I'm just giving
I disagree.
I'm also just giving you side eye because Tessa Thompson.
What about her?
She's Valkyrie from...
I know who she is, but I just couldn't remember... Like
her name in the...
Yeah, in the movie.
And my problem was that... What could have been an interesting theme was wrapped around a shitty plot that was so hard for me to take seriously that I didn't care that there was a theme there. Like until it was mentioned here, sitting around the table, the theme was self-destruction. I never even consider it. I didn't.
But they because I didn't care. Explicitly stated. I didn't,
but I didn't care. Like I literally didn't care didn't because they're also lying. They're also lying to me through part of it.
Yeah. So. Here's why I would change this movie. One, cut that ending sequence
all
down
male cast.
To 5 minutes. Two, all alligator cast. Get the fuck out. Right?
All triceratops.
So brave. So brave.
All triceratops.
Right? Cut the whole fucking ending sequence out. Cut that down to 5, maybe 6 minutes. Not the 20 minutes it was of the fucking robot dancing.
That was my biggest part. Is like they're trying to... Like, keep you in this suspense, like, this delayed gratification sort of thing. Too long. It was just too long.
Now, get rid of the guns. Get rid of the horror suspense.
Why would you get rid of the guns?
We don't need the guns. If we get rid of the
horror... Why would you enter in there without guns?
It changed the tone of the movie from horror suspense to wonder suspense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't make it creepy dangerous. Make it creepy. We don't know what's going on. This is a science mission, not a military mission. Get rid of that. Get rid of the jump scares.
But that's,
don't give a fuck about the jump scares.
That's not what they're like. This is a better reflection of like the horror of the universe.
I don't disagree, but also this was boring.
But what you're saying isn't what they were trying to.
I know.
To do.
But these were also presumably very intelligent women who were making complete. Completely nonsensical.
Yeah, but if you're going to pull the shimmer is messing with her memories thing and then not apply that lens to their decision making, that seems
as it goes
inconsistent.
On.
No, before they walk in, there was no planning. There was none. There was no plan.
I kind of got the impression that Ventress did all this under the table. just because she knew she was going to die soon and wanted to go.
Which is, I think, was part of the self-destructive piece. I mean, this was her funeral.
Then how did they get all these people for months?
Because I think that's why they're so broken.
But also, this isn't the first. They're kind of at the end of their rope.
Like, yeah, like they've already sent in like hundreds of people.
Have they?
Yeah, like you looked at the rotation board for Kane's crew, right? Like there was a bunch of people on that board,
and they weren't the first one group to go in.
Yeah, there were like 20 people on that board. That's why they were in that base.
Why were they walking?
I mean, I don't know why they were walking. Like, why I assume they went to a, they went
yeah,
to that city.
I don't
city.
Know why they. I mean, like, this is America. They could have like gone in with some eagles. They could have gone in with some motorcycles.
They went to a city.
Yeah,
I assume that there were roads at some point to the city. They could have just driven there. Or to the lighthouse.
Or in an SUV.
Or boat.
Tank.
Why didn't they
just
take...
I think tanks are always...
Why didn't they just take a sea craft to the lighthouse?
Every other way than the
I
way they did
they
it
I thought they were
would
having
be...
trouble like with, not electricity, but just like things not operating.
Whoa. What about a rowboat?
No.
But they had boats there. That,
fuck
but,
your
yeah.
rowboat.
Listen. It's just... Rowboats are inherently self-destructive. Wouldn't have fit the theme.
Wouldn't that have been like, I mean, it's all super dangerous. I don't know.
Yeah, like.
I would not have wanted to be out in the, like, they wouldn't have known this, but I don't want to watch a movie where they're out on the water with all these things mutating. That's like that's a worse. Triple nightmare for me.
What are they surfing?
They parasail in.
Dirigible.
Or just parachute in.
Yeah, parachute in is probably skydive in. Probably
skydive straight in.
Going.
Didn't they say they couldn't fly over it or something? For
yeah,
something
you
other?
Skydive. You don't have to fly over it. You just gotta get close.
How big
in.
Is it though?
Glide
it's
in.
Like
can't,
4 miles?
Can't skydive for, was it?
You had like one of those little parasuits, the little wingsuits. Get some good horizontal distance.
Does that mean they didn't have satellites that could fly over it?
They said they had a bunch of satellites on there that they couldn't see in with. No, it didn't say they couldn't see in with it. They said they couldn't.
They said there should be 20 satellites over us right now.
That they couldn't contact.
That they couldn't contact from within.
Not that couldn't see them.
Right.
Maybe it was too shimmery.
But my point is there, at some point, there is an altitude in which a vehicle can operate
can
over
be
it.
There. You just what is that dude Felix? What's that called when he
suborbital parachute drop?
Yeah, is that what the official name?
I don't think it's suborbital something.
What do I type as sub?
Suborbital sky.
Suborbital.
Suborbital. Know you.
It's like Sbarro's, but for parachutes.
I want to sign every work email I send tomorrow with Happy Valentine's Day.
Perfect.
This doesn't say. It just says, like,
Happy Valentine's Day. Love.
Space diving. Stratus diving. But I thought, I thought it was a word like you're saying. It's like.
Well, there's Halo. High altitude, low open.
Yeah, but, like, that's still different. I feel like it's sub. You know what? I don't know.
Suborb. That's what it says. Suborbital. It says skydiver plans supersonic jump from suborbital space. So suborbital is the layer or whatever you want to call it that he dove from. So yeah, just do that. Suborbital jump.
Yeah. I think at the point when like they're in the shimmer for 5 minutes, I was so lost in trying to figure out all the ways that they could have done this better. I checked out. I did. I'll be honest. It wasn't for me.
I stopped playing that game. Pretty quickly after they woke up, and I was like, why the fuck aren't they putting their tents near each other?
Yes.
And then they're like, oh, well, we've lost 3 days. Okay, all right, we're doing this then. So then it was like every reasonable course of action they were just going to hand wave away.
Yeah.
So I just stopped thinking.
And
about
if everything is always altering, then they could have had their tents close to each other. And if everything's always altering or mutating, like the ground and landscape could have shifted.
Undulated them away.
Yeah, that's what that's gross. That was my only like way to deal with that, but other than that it was ridiculous.
Except they've got
I would have done that in a state park.
Except they've got as soon as they realize that they could potentially be losing time, they've got their video camera with them that works. They can record things and play them back. They could leave themselves diaries.
Yes.
This is day such and such. This is what we did today. This is the
and
location
they're not
we're
even
at.
Trying.
You know, and then okay, well, we've clearly lost 23 days here.
Yeah.
If we watch these videos. I mean,
but also, you're looking at this from, like, you ever watch people, like, who are, like, suffering from oxygen deprivation? You're like, oh, well, obviously you should be doing whatever. But, like, you don't know until it's a problem.
But they're also scientists. Why aren't they cataloging anything?
But you don't know until you know it's a problem.
Okay, but as soon as you know.
The thing is, they had ideas of what could potentially be a problem.
Did they?
Yeah, because you've got a bunch of people disappeared, so you know this is, like, very, like, from a time perspective, you know things are weird. You know things are weird and that it's going to be dangerous. So one way to deal with, you know, being in, I mean, they even sort of say this in wilderness training things, that if you are experiencing some kind of deprivation, that you should write little notes every day so you can kind of keep track of where you are. And I've heard of people who, like, get lost in the desert, they'll do that. So, like, they should have fucking been doing that.
I know, but the thing is that you don't know you're missing things until you know you're missing things.
And but then you start, and at some point you fucking start.
Yeah, and that start time is what we've picked up with them 3 days in, and they're like, wait, where the fuck is all our food gone?
Yeah, and then that, which is fine, and had they started 3 days in, actually writing a little bit of shit down, then I'd respect them, but...
This is what I'm saying, though. At that point, like, you've already assumed that they're not doing all that other stuff, so it's like... You're kind of like in a hand wave way that they're not gonna... They're not gonna... That's not where they want to go with this story.
I just, like, lost a lot of respect for everybody involved.
20 Vasquezes. That's what we need.
20 fucking Vasquezes.
20 fucking Vasquezes. Oh. She has a hanky. Different color hanky for every Vasquez.
Who had a hanky?
Vasquez is the super butch chick in Aliens.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The Marines. Yeah. But 20 Vasquezes. Same person, looks exactly the same, but different color hanky for each one, appropriately.
But that would just be sad, because then it's like nobody fits each other if everybody has a different hanky, then that means like nobody wants the same thing.
I mean, they're probably just gonna flamethrower their way through the forest.
Okay, that's true, so there's no time for...
There's no time, there's only fire. We have no time for...
There's no time for a golden shower.
It was a pleasure to burn. By the way, what's going on with that? The Fahrenheit 451 series.
What?
Yeah, that was supposed to be out a while ago.
What happened with that?
It was supposed to be out in the fall, I thought. What are you talking about?
HBO?
It was a movie.
I thought it was supposed to be a series.
It was a movie. Michael Shannon and Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah.
It was a movie.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was out.
What the fuck? That looks so good.
It was all right.
Get the fuck out of here, Tony. I haven't even seen it yet. You're over here trash talking with your fucking shimmer mind melding.
It was okay.
Oh, fuck, I'm gonna watch this. Maybe not. Maybe tonight. Alright, what else we got here?
I need a moment.
Do you really think you've earned it with your performances?
Probably not.
Okay.
I think Kayla's wanting to cut me from the show altogether.
No, just you guys explaining why you didn't like it reminded me why I liked it.
So we're just trash talking the movie you liked.
No, it just reminded me. Oh yeah, that was why.
There it is. Hey Vasquez, have you ever been mistaken for a man? No, have you?
Is that what you've been looking up?
Vasquez
fucking
quotes.
Vasquez quotes.
Yeah, that was the reason for my pause. Look, man, I only need to know one thing, where they are. Go Vasquez, kick ass. Anytime, anywhere, man.
Fucking Vasquez was so
funny. Right. Somebody said alien, she thought they said illegal alien and signed up. Fuck you, man.
Vasquez was really tearing down racial walls back in the 80s. Or early 90s, or whatever the fuck Aliens came out.
You always were an asshole, Gorman.
All right, Tony. As much as Vasquez quotes are great, I'm going to go home and check on an import.
Oh, I think this is probably a fitting Vasquez quote. All right, we got 7 canisters of CM20. I say we roll them in there and nerve gas the whole fucking nest. All right. That's it. next week, what is the name of the exact title of that movie? We have to talk about Kevin. We need to talk about Kevin. We're going to be talking about Kevin.